my name.
Amen.
Amen. Glad to know him. Boy, I'm really glad he knows me.
Amen.
I'm going to stand before him one night, have to hear those words depart from me.
Right.
Ye that work iniquity, for I never knew. Well, ain't that a blessing?
Right.
That night, y'all ought to make you want to shout.
Right.
Amen. If you've been born again, washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, had your sins forgiven you, he can never look you in your eye and tell you he never knew you.
Amen.
That night, yonder is a verse you can hang your hat on as a saved child of God. Somebody said, that's a bad verse. No, that's a great verse.
Amen.
That gives me excitement. Amen. That gives me peace. Amen. Why? Because on December the 17th, 1989, I met him.
Amen.
Are you hearing me? I met him. Amen. He knows me. He knows me. He knows me.
Amen.
He can't look at me and tell me he never knew me. Is that right?
Amen.
So I'm glad I'm saved.
Amen.
I said, I'm glad I'm saved tonight.
Amen.
I love you, boy. I appreciate you being here. Y'all pray for us. I don't believe we'll be too long. Amen. But boy, we got something we'll just obey the Lord on. And I hope it'll help you tonight if you'll listen. I promise you, you'll get some help. Amen. But y'all pray for us. It's going to be in the book of Matthew. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
We'll be in that judgment chapter.
Uh-oh.
Everybody all right?
Amen.
Chapter number 7. Amen. That verse everybody likes to quote.
Bless him.
Especially when they're out in the world.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Come on.
Is everybody okay?
Amen.
That verse everybody likes to quote. Amen. When they're doing something they know they shouldn't be doing.
Come on.
Don't judge me.
Bless him.
Don't you judge me. Don't judge me. About you doing something. Don't you judge me. Don't judge not. Judge not. I just can't seem to get off of that.
Amen.
Judge not. Amen. Now I agree. Amen. This is what Jesus said.
Bless him.
Hallelujah. Is everybody all right? Amen. Jesus said this. Amen.
Right.
This is in red, Matthew chapter number 7. Amen. And boy, I tell you tonight, amen, we're none of us are perfect. Somebody say amen.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, God didn't make me no fruit inspector.
Bless
I'm just going to tell you right now, God, give me enough sense to know right from wrong.
Amen.
Amen.
Good from evil.
Amen.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
Amen. He said, you'll know them by the fruit that bear.
That's right.
Amen.
Is everybody all right?
Amen.
Amen. I know, I know the difference between apple and an orange.
Right.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
I know the difference between a plum and a banana.
That's right.
Amen.
Everybody okay?
Amen.
Amen. That's right. I know when I see something outside this word of God, I can guarantee you that.
Amen.
Amen.
I ain't perfect by a long shot.
Amen.
Amen. I ain't up here saying I am. But brother, God put this on our heart, and I want to help you tonight.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says in Matthew chapter number 7, verse number 1, judge not that ye be not judged. And everybody ought to say amen right there.
Amen.
Amen. We ought not have to judge. We ought not judge. Judge is when you take the evidence that's presented and you make an educated guess, really, right? That's basically what you're doing. You're determining the outcome of something. Amen. Now, I'm not going to sit up here and tell you I can't predict who was saved and who's lost. Is anybody okay? I can't look at somebody and say, hey, you're going to hell. You're lost. Amen. But I can tell you, if you are lost, hell's your destination.
Amen.
Right? So I can't judge somebody's soul. Amen. I don't have that ability. Amen. To look at somebody. Amen. And tell whether they're saved or not. Not look at somebody and tell whether they're living by the word of God or not.
Amen.
By their actions, how they live their life.
Right.
Amen. But he said, judge not that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. And with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you. In other words, amen. It's coming back around.
Amen.
You be careful. And here's what most people do. They'll read these verses. They'll read this scripture I'm going to be reading here tonight. And they'll automatically consider it to be somebody else.
Come on.
Come on.
Amen. Is everybody all right? Jesus called somebody else. He wasn't talking to me, Brother Tracy.
Come on.
Amen. Because when we look at this, judge not. Amen. But if we really get into it, what he's fixing to do, Brother Eric, when we look at this and we see that we're not supposed to be judging, but he's telling us, amen, don't look at everybody else. Start looking at yourself.
Right.
Is everybody okay? So that's what Jesus always done. He always wants us to examine ourselves first.
Amen.
So let's read what he said He said, in verse number 3, and why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye? And listen to this, but considerest. And he put that EST on there again.
Right.
Is everybody out? It's one thing to consider. Hey man, one time, that's about the way most of us do it. We'll examine our life one time.
Come on.
Jesus said, and considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye. Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye. Thou hypocrite.
Yeah.
Listen to this. First cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye.
Right. Right.
Boy, that right there contradicts a lot of folks' doctrine.
Amen. Yeah.
Even a lot of folks' thoughts about things.
Come on.
Nowhere in here does he teach us not to help one another.
Come on.
He doesn't even say that you shouldn't point out their sin.
Come on.
Their problems. That's keeping them from God. But what he does say is you need to check up your own life first.
Amen.
Is everybody okay? Yeah. We need to check our own selves out first.
Come on.
We need to look at our own self first. We need to take a long, hard look. Consider it not. Consider it's not. It's to fix the mind on a view to a careful examination. To think on with care. To ponder, to study, to meditate upon. Amen. To fix the mind on with a view of a careful, to a careful examination. And that's what he's saying. And he's saying every day that we get up, but in this thing ought not be a one-time deal. Amen. I'm not talking about being saved. But buddy, when we get up out of bed every morning, we ought to start examining ourselves and see, oh God, if there be any wicked way inside of me. Amen. Anything today that would hinder me from helping my brother. Is everybody all right? Anything today that would help me from leading somebody to the cross of Christ. Is there anything inside of me, oh God, that would hinder me, amen, from seeing somebody else, amen, struggling along the way where I can go and help them get that mote out of their eye? They're confused about some things. He never said don't help them. But if we're going to help somebody, first thing we got to do is look at ourselves.
Right.
First thing we got to do is examine ourselves. Amen. It's going to take more. Amen. We got saved and we thought, boy, that was it. And that was great. And it was. Amen. But I'm telling you, it just got started right there. It didn't end there.
Amen.
Amen. Life got started at the cross. For me, it didn't end there.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus died at Calvary. I got born in Calvary.
Amen.
Jesus died, amen, at the cross. He found death, but I found life at the foot of the cross. Amen, I need to get there more often than I do. Is everybody all right?
Come on.
I would assure you, you do too. Trying to help you get that mote out of your eye tonight.
Come on.
I've got to deal with me first. Amen, we want to help our brothers and our sisters. We want to help our nieces and our nephews. Amen, we want to lead them to Christ. Some of us got great children.
Amen.
We want to get them to the cross.
Right.
We want to get them to Calvary. But we're going to have to examine ourselves. And we're going to have to walk in the love of Christ and the light of the Lord. Hey, are you listening to me tonight?
Amen.
So that we can clearly.
Amen.
Clearly.
Amen.
See how to help.
Amen.
Someone else.
Amen.
Right.
That's what he's saying.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. We don't want to look at that though. We like looking at everybody else. And here's the thing. Well, the ones that get so mixed up in sin, so messed up in the world.
Come on.
Amen. They're the first ones. Don't you judge me.
Come on.
I ain't judging you, honey.
Amen.
This book right here is what's going to judge
you.
This book's going to judge all of us. And I tell you what, if you'll judge your life by this book right here, you'd be a whole lot better off.
Amen.
We all would be a whole lot better off. I mean, if I would line my life up with the Word of God, if you would line your life up with the Word of God, it's easy then to spot those outside the Word of God.
Right.
Is everybody okay?
Amen.
Y'all didn't think I preached like this on Wednesday. What's wrong with y'all?
Come on.
Amen.
Right.
Hey, I'm just telling you, he said, you see what's wrong in someone else's life and you want to help them, but you can't. You can't help them. Amen. Until you get your own self straightened out.
Amen.
Right.
We ain't talking about finances or nothing like that. We're talking about somebody. We're talking about trying to train somebody up in the ways of the Lord.
Right.
We're talking about trying to teach somebody about the Word of God. We're talking about trying to show somebody how to walk in the will of God, how to walk in the Spirit of God. Hey, we live in the Spirit. The Bible said we ought to walk in the Spirit.
Amen.
But how are we going to teach them to walk in the Spirit if we're not?
Amen.
Right. Amen. And I promise you this.
That's good preaching.
When we're walking around with a beam in our eye, we are not walking in the Spirit.
Amen.
I don't care how spiritual we think we are. Amen.
Right.
If we've got a beam in our eye, if we've got something hindering us from seeing the cross, if we've got something hindering us from seeing Calvary, if we've got something hindering us from seeing Christ, friend, we're not walking in the Spirit. What is it in your life that's keeping you from the cross?
Amen.
What is it in your life keeping you from Calvary? What is in your life keeping you from church?
Come on there. Amen.
That's where we got to get to. I understand people have jobs. I ain't talking about that. And I understand people have vacations. I understand things come up sometimes. Everybody all right?
Come
on. Amen. But I'm telling you right now, if you look over your life, amen, in a year's time, and you've missed more church than you've attended, friend, you ain't walking in the Spirit.
Amen.
Sorry.
That's good preaching. That's good. Amen.
It's not me that's got the beam, it's you.
Amen. Come on.
Everybody all right?
Amen.
You find everybody else's fault.
Right.
Come on now, this is what he's saying.
Come on.
But yourself, considerest not. In other words, this thing here I've got to do every day. I've got to pray every day.
Amen.
Amen.
I got to read my Bible every day.
Right. Amen.
And I've got to ask God to examine me. And I've got to look at myself and see, is there anything, any unclean thing in me, oh God?
Come on.
Huh?
Come on.
What is hindering me, God? What is keeping me from the cross?
Come on.
Huh? What is blocking my view of Calvary? Huh? When was the last time you saw Jesus hanging on the cross, bleeding for your sin, beat like a dog? Have you hit me? I mean, his flesh ripped off his body and his bones shoved down for your sin. When was the last time you saw that in your spiritual life?
Right.
We forget what he went through for us.
God help us.
If we didn't forget it, we couldn't live as loose as we do.
Amen.
Right.
That's
everybody
good.
Okay?
Amen.
Amen. Hey, it's about Jesus.
Amen.
Right.
It's all about him.
Amen.
Amen. But boy, we'll make excuses. And this is what that beam will do. It'll cause us to make excuses.
That's right.
It'll cause us to make excuses why we can't. Why we can't.
Amen.
How long do you say can't never could?
Yeah.
Amen.
Come on.
And can I tell you men something? Everybody, can I tell all you men something? I hope someone's listening.
Come on.
I may have to repeat this again.
Come on.
Hey, no woman ever done anything except give birth. Amen. Ain't never done anything that I can't do. And if you're going to let your wife outlive you for Christ, shame on you, sir.
Come on.
Is everybody all right? Is everybody okay? Amen. We've got too many in the church houses across America. Their wives are outliving the men in the walk with Jesus. Amen. They're selling out more than their husbands are. We need daddy's glory to God and a sell out to God. Living for God.
Amen.
Selling it all out.
Amen.
Laying it all at the foot of the cross.
Amen.
Laying it all at the feet of Christ. Are you hearing me?
Right.
Amen. Say, I'm giving it everything to him. Amen. I'm examining myself. I'm looking at my own life. Goodness gracious. I ain't never going to get all these verses. He said, thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye. And then shall thou see clear to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Just cause maybe you ain't living quite as bad as somebody else, don't mean you ain't got sin in your life.
Come on.
He said, they've got a mote and they need some help.
Right.
Need somebody. Amen. That's holy.
Amen.
And there's somebody that's walking with Christ to walk before him as an example. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say, there's just some people you can't help. I agree with you there. Amen. I've run across a few.
Come on.
Amen. I'm not their judge. Amen. Don't mean I'm not gonna be nice to them when I see them.
Right.
Everybody all right?
Amen.
Come on.
Everybody okay?
Come on.
Amen. I'll be nice to them when I see them.
Right.
Amen. Right. But until they're ready to help themselves, you can't help somebody.
Right.
Amen.
He said, give not that which is holy, verse 6, unto the dogs. Is everybody all right?
Amen.
Amen. I'm not taking my reputation.
Amen.
I mean, there's just some places a child of God ought not be.
That's right.
Amen.
I don't care what nobody tells you. Amen. You can say I'm mean. You can say I expect too much of it. I'm telling you, they's some folks you ought not run with.
Right. Amen.
I'm not saying you can't witness to them. Everybody okay?
Come on.
Everybody all right? Amen. As a child of God, there's just some places y'all ought not go.
Amen.
There's some folks y'all ought not run with.
Amen.
Amen. You know, by the company you keep. Everybody all right?
Amen.
Amen. It goes right there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He said, give not that which is holy unto the dogs. Amen. And that true proverb is, oh, the dog has done returned to its own vomit. Everybody all right?
Right.
Amen. There's some vomit eaters out yonder. Amen. Y'all not be running with.
Amen.
Some good boys slow that vomit down, amen. And them old sins that God saved them out of us.
Right.
Hey, they're seven times worse.
Right.
They're seven times worse.
Right.
They're seven times worse.
Right.
That's just what the scripture says.
Right.
Come on.
Come on now.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. Mark them.
Right.
Everybody okay?
Right. Amen.
Amen. And the Word of God says have no dealings with it.
That's right.
Amen.
Everybody all right?
Right.
Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet. You take your good name, amen, I'm telling you right now, listen to what it said they'll do, and turn again and rend you. Hey, they folks will turn on you. You believe that?
Right. Right.
They'll turn on you. They'll trample you. They'll trample your name. They'll ruin your testimonies. Everybody all right?
Amen.
Amen. Hey, I'm telling you right now, I've been living for God for over 30 years. I've done labored and worked too hard to build up the testimony that God's blessed me with. Is everybody all right?
Amen.
Some of y'all have too, amen, for you to throw it away. Hey, I'm telling you, you can tear down in a week's time what God has built up in your life. Amen. It's 10 years.
Amen.
Amen goes right there. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, you can destroy, amen, what God has blessed you with in no time flat.
You're right.
Amen.
Amen.
Just by giving it to the pigs, to the hogs, amen, to the swine, to the vomit eaters. Is everybody okay? Amen goes right there.
Come on.
That's right. Amen. And you know what? You know what most things, I don't care what people think. Not, and I don't.
Come on.
Amen. I don't want to think, you know, I beat my wife.
Amen.
Because I don't.
Come on.
Everybody okay?
Amen.
Come on.
Amen. That's right. I don't want to think I'm a drunk because I ain't.
Come on.
Amen.
They think I'm a holy roller all day long because, you know, I'm pretty much am.
Amen.
They think I'm a Bible thumper. Amen. And they can accuse me of slapping the Bible.
Right.
Amen.
Because I do.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, that's right. They can accuse me of going to church too much.
Amen.
Amen. I just don't think you can go too much.
Amen.
I'm not Brother Earl now. I just don't think you can have too much church.
Amen.
Is everybody all right? Amen. Goes right there. That's right.
Amen.
Amen. I've been preaching it all my life. Amen. Go to church every time the doors is open.
Amen.
I believe you ought to. Amen. Ain't that right?
Amen.
Oh, yeah, I believe you should. Amen. I just don't believe you can. But boy, they can accuse me of that. That's fine. I'll say amen.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen, but don't accuse me of, you know, being a slacker and only coming once a month.
Right.
Come on.
Oh.
Amen.
Everybody okay?
Amen.
Amen.
Everybody all right?
Right.
Come on.
Amen. They can accuse me of praying too much. I don't believe you can.
Come on.
I don't believe in 1 minute you can pray too much.
Right.
I don't believe 1 minute you can study your Bible too much.
Amen.
I don't believe you can read it too much. Amen.
Amen.
I don't believe you can listen to too much preaching. Amen. I said, I don't believe you've listened to too much preaching. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for the preaching on the internet.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because right there, you used to have to run around and buy all these cassette tapes up. Man, I had a box full of cassette tapes in my car. Amen. With preaching on them. Amen. With Southern gospel music on them. Then they went to CDs.
Come on.
Well, that was out there, so we had to go out and buy a whole bunch of CDs.
Come on.
Amen. Then we started making our own. Man, in every church you went to, somebody's giving you a preaching CD.
Amen.
So then we had a car full of preaching CDs. And now we've got unlimited access to preaching 24/7.
Amen.
Thanks to Bill Gates. You need to get saved.
Amen.
Amen. Everybody all right? No, I'm sorry. Bill Gates didn't invent the internet. Al Gore did.
No, not him.
Thank you, Mr. Gore. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, got preaching 24/7. Well, the devil don't like it. He's throwing everything he can on there to try to get it. He's got it so polluted. Is everybody all right?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's right. Man, we got preaching. You can't hear too much preaching.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen. I promise you right now, if you got somebody in your ear right now, you don't need to live wicked. You need to get down and you need to pray. And you don't need to be looking at that woman. And you don't need to be looking at that man. You probably won't do too much internet surfing.
Amen.
Everybody all right?
Amen.
Everybody okay? So if you just get on there and turn that preaching up.
Come on.
You probably ain't going to cuss nobody out.
Amen.
You probably ain't going to go to the bars and get drunk.
Come on.
Everybody okay?
Amen.
Amen. Man, we'll put on Hank.
Oh, God.
Hey. We'll put on Willie.
God.
We'll wonder why we can't make it past the beer store.
Come on.
God.
Amen.
Hey.
He stopped loving her. Is everybody all right?
Amen.
Amen. Goes right there. Amen. I mean, we wonder why in the world we can't make it past the beer store. And every song we're listening, there's a tear in my beer. Amen. I was drunk the day Mama got out of prison. I mean, come on now. What are we listening to? What are we pumping in us? Amen. We're only pumping in preaching.
Amen.
Holy Ghost preaching.
Amen.
It ain't going to hurt you.
Come on.
Amen. It'll give you strength to get past that beer store.
Amen.
Everybody okay?
Come on.
Amen. About half of them turned me off right then.
Come on.
Amen. That's right. Yeah. Tell it right.
Come on.
Amen. Amen. The problem with us is we got a beam in our eye.
Right.
Amen. And we got country music blaring in our ears or rock and roll music blaring in our ears.
Right.
Everybody okay?
Yeah.
I'm telling it right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
I know I shouldn't be here, because there's someone waiting at home for me. Can we listen to that garbage? Come on, that's
amen.
Amen.
Everybody okay?
Amen.
Wonder why in the world we're stepping out on our spouse.
Amen.
Wonder why in the world preaching like this makes us squirm.
God help.
Hallelujah. Give not that which is holy.
Amen.
Under the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you.
Right.
And rend you. Man, they'll rip you apart. They'll destroy right. your reputation. They'll right. destroy your testimony.
Right.
Amen. There's people out there that would love nothing more, Brother Eric, than to destroy your marriage.
Right.
As long as y'all been there.
Right.
Amen. What, 30 years? Something like that? As long as y'all been there, as happy as y'all are, there's folks out there that love nothing better than destroy your life.
Right.
So they say, I knew it wouldn't last.
That's right.
I knew he'd be back down in that prison 5 times my hind leg. He'd down there 7 times now. Is everybody okay?
Come on.
Oh, there's folks out there just waiting. Just right. waiting. Just waiting on the fall. Just waiting on you to fall. I knew it wasn't real.
Right.
I knew it wouldn't last. Hey, I still got him in my life, man.
Come on.
I got a sister. I got saved, John. You know what she said? She said, I'll give you 12 months. That's what she said to me. That's what she told everybody standing around Mama's kitchen table. Big old pan of fried chicken on there. Big old pot full of corn. Mashed potatoes and gravy. Hey! Big old pot of collard greens. Mama cooked all that. Everybody standing around. I come walking in about 2 hours late. Amen. I've been at the house of God shouting.
Amen.
Amen. Mama should have been.
Amen.
Come on.
After I got saved, Mama and Daddy got in church. Daddy got saved.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. That's right. I come in, they asked me to pray. And she said, I'll just give him 12 months. He'll be back out there drinking and doing everything he's been doing. That won't last. It might not have been 30 years, amen, but boy, I'm having a time.
Amen.
I don't know, amen. I think it might last. It might not, but I got a hold of something. Or should I say something got a hold of me on this? 1989 ain't let me go yet.
Amen.
Amen. I'll never get tired of sharing. I'll never get tired of telling it. Hey, there it goes out there.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I still got them. Well, they just waiting, just waiting, just waiting.
Come on.
Just sitting back waiting, watching. Maybe see if it's really real.
Yep.
Had a fellow that's way out. Give us a compliment. I've known him for years. He actually gave it to a preacher friend of mine. And he said, you and Brother Trace are the only reason you don't really have anything to do with church, because you two have never changed.
Amen.
He said, no matter what has come his Brother Tracy's way, he said, he preaches a lot of stuff that just rubs me wrong.
Come on.
He said, it ain't him, it's me.
Come on.
He said, but he's never changed.
Amen.
He's never changed. He's never changed his views. He's never changed his stand.
Amen.
Amen.
And he just went on and on. And I won't tell you what all else he said, but you know what? That's the way we all ought to be.
Amen.
Amen.
Because somebody's watching our life, and I really wasn't expecting that. To be honest with you. Amen.
Amen.
I'm telling you right now, somebody's watching your life.
Right.
Somebody you'd least expect. Oh, we, you know, we're kind of our kids and our grandkids. There's somebody for there. You may not even know who it is. You may think they got it all going on. Hey, there's things going on in life. There's somebody sitting over here in the corner. Sitting over here on the sideline. And then they're watching you. That's that tiny, that baby that used to gamble. That filthy mouth. Say the guy to cry. That's sleeping. Just watching you. Just waiting on you to slip up.
Right.
Just sitting over here on the side, Brother Larry.
Right.
Amen. But you know them. They know you. Amen. And you may think that they're okay, but boy, they're just sitting back. Just watching.
Amen.
Just watching you, Paul. Watching your problem on your job.
Come on.
Yeah. Just sit back watching us. Amen. Some in-laws that, boy, we've been praying for years, and we think we're not making any progress with them. Maybe got some siblings or somebody you love, you care about, a child or a parent. Amen. You just praying and praying and praying. Oh, you pour your heart out for them. Oh, you think, man, wait a minute, you're making a dent.
Come on.
They just sitting back watching. They just waiting. They just waiting to see if you're going to cave, if you're going to give in,
right,
if you're going to cast in with the swag,
right,
if you're going to cast in with the dogs.
Come on.
I just wait to see if you don't get what's holding you, dog. I just wait to see if you don't throw your power back in there with a swine.
Right.
See, we got to examine ourselves. It's
right.
Easy. It's easy if we don't never clean us up. It's easy to get discouraged if we don't never search ourselves and clean ourselves up. Jesus said, hey, you've got dirt. You've got a beam in your eye. You need to clean your life up first. Before you'll ever help anybody else.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. It goes right there.
Right.
Well, we'll be self-righteous and we'll say, well, I ain't doing what they're doing. I don't live like they live. Amen. Guess what? You ain't supposed to.
Amen.
You're a child of God. You're supposed to be above that.
Amen.
You're supposed to live holy. You're supposed to live within the pages of this book.
Amen. Amen.
Because somebody's looking.
Amen.
Amen.
And somebody's watching.
Right.
And somebody's listening.
Yep.
Come on.
And the devil's got a crowd over there that's laying odds and laying bets.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You're right.
I almost got her.
That's right.
We almost got her.
Amen.
We almost got her. Throw back in with them dogs.
Come on.
Amen. Goes right there.
Amen.
Well, we almost got him. We almost got him back down to the hog pen. He went home to his father's house. The boy, he remembers, hey, having that good time before he wound up in the hog pen. He won't wind up. We'll tell him he won't wind up in the hog pen this time.
Man.
Huh? Ain't that what he tells you? Oh, it'll be different this time. Huh? It'll be different this time. They won't rend your life apart. They won't turn and trample over you.
Come on.
be different.
Right. Amen. Right.
I want to read verse number 12. Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. What's he saying? Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you.
Amen.
Right.
The golden rule. Treat people with respect.
Amen.
Treat them nice. Amen. They may not return
right.
that. Amen. Have you ever treated somebody nice, loved them? I mean, have you ever really loved somebody and it was a friend and you treated them with respect and being honest, you searched back over your life and you never done them wrong?
Come on.
And they just turned their back
on
you. Did that ever happen to anybody in here?
Come on, man.
Huh? Anybody? Oh, if it had,
come on.
I'll be praying for you because one day it will. I can promise you that.
Right.
I can promise you that. You'll be just as good to people, to somebody. Man, they'll be your friend. And boy, just the littlest thing, they'll turn on you.
Right.
But you know what? It doesn't give me the right.
Come on.
To destroy them. Oh, man, there's more people. They've been people. Man, I could have went around to other pastors and talked bad about. I don't do that.
Amen.
Amen.
I wouldn't want somebody doing that to me.
That's good.
Amen.
I need to treat people the way I want to be treated. Amen. Husbands, treat your wives. Love your wives as Christ
right.
loved the church.
Amen.
Gave his life for the church. Ain't that right?
Amen.
Amen. Listen to this. I'm going to be done here. Got a few more verses I'm going to read. Go down to verse number 15. He said, beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Boy, I could preach about an hour right there, but I won't.
Well.
Amen. Ye shall know them. Now listen to this. Because a lot of people will get on this verse and they'll get all mixed up. Ye shall know them by their fruits. And they'll stop right there. They'll say, well, God didn't make me a fruit inspector. You're right. Like I said that earlier. But listen to what he said. Do men gather grapes or thorns? Well, I know the difference between a grape and a thorn, don't you?
Right.
Come on.
Don't you?
Amen.
If somebody's got a life full of thorns,
come on.
Right.
Amen. Every time you get around them, boy, they're just sticking and jabbing and hurting.
Right. Amen.
Right.
Huh?
Amen.
Or do they got grapes? Is it sweet? Is it sweet to be around?
Come on.
Come on, man.
Right.
He said, do men gather grapes or thorns? He said, but we know the difference.
Amen.
And listen to what else he says. He said, you should know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Man, I know the difference, amen, between bramble thistles, amen, and figs.
Amen.
Is everybody okay?
Amen.
I can tell the difference between somebody living within this book and outside of this book.
Amen.
And it's more than what they wear.
Amen.
It's more than the clothes that we put on.
That's right.
Just because I put on a black suit and a white shirt does not make me a preacher.
Right.
Is everybody okay? I may have a gray suit and a blue shirt on Sunday. I don't know. And it depends on what my life sets out. Somebody say how long.
Yeah.
I can promise you this, though. I ain't going to have on no pink shirt.
Yeah. Come on.
Bless
him.
Come on. Amen goes right there. Last time I wore a pink shirt, man, I wound up in the hospital.
Oh.
Had a heart attack. Back in 2000, when was it? 11?
Yeah.
I had that first one. Yeah, amen. I said, throw that shirt away. Amen. Took them 4 years to get it on me, Tony. Amen. I finally gave in. Okay, I'll wear it. Ain't got nothing to prove. I don't have anything to prove. I can prove this. I ain't wearing another.
Amen.
Is everybody all right?
Come on.
Amen. That's right. I like what my wife read me earlier. Said gender does matter.
Amen.
Oh, it matters.
Right.
She said, read off there, said, go get your rooster and try to get you some eggs.
Ain't going to happen.
And then when you get done with that, go get you a bull and try to milk it.
No.
Gender matters.
Amen.
Is everybody okay?
Amen.
God made a male and female.
Right.
Amen.
They never gonna change.
Right.
They never gonna be anything in between. Everybody
right.
all
right?
That's the way God made them. Amen. And that's the way it's gonna be.
Right.
Until the Lord comes back, call us all home. Amen. God saves men and women.
Right.
Right.
Amen.
Hallelujah goes out there. Anyhow. Let me read on. Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. We know the difference between good and evil. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them.
Amen.
That's not my job to go around looking through everybody's basket, amen, seeing what they got in it.
Come on.
Amen. But I can tell the difference between good and evil.
Amen.
Right. You might.
Right and wrong. Amen. Bad and good.
Right.
Is that right?
Amen.
He give us that. Amen. If it lines up with the Word of God, it's okay.
Amen.
Is that right?
Right.
If it's outside over here doing things that's outside this word right here, it ain't okay. Right.
Amen.
It ain't okay.
Amen.
Somebody come over to the piano tonight. I got to touch. Tonight, Jesus said it best. Consider us not. That's a continual consideration. A continual examination of yourself to see if there's anything blocking your view tonight of Calvary.
Yeah.
If there's anything in your life blocking your view of the cross. He said, consider us not. Check your own life. See if there's anything blocking your view of Christ. Amen. Anything blocking your view of the church?
Come on.
It's still in the book. Forsaking not the assembling of ourselves today.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So tonight, amen, let's not judge one another. Let's judge ourselves first.
Right.
Come on.
Let's, if we've got people we want to help. We've got people that's struggling, that's far off. We know it.
Right.
He didn't say you wouldn't know it. But he said, if you're going to help them with their problems,
come on.
If you're going to be able to help them,
right,
then I've got to be right.
Amen.
Me. I've got to be right first. I've got to search me first. And that's all Jesus is trying to tell us here in this scripture. Let us get ourselves right that we might help others and lead them to the cross. Amen. I love you tonight. I appreciate you. Watch you play while we stand.